Hi, this is Mike of WIN International Ministries. I hope this message finds you doing better. I hope that our ministry is inspiring you, encouraging you, and helping you get closer to God. I wanted to give you a quick shout out to inspire you to dream bigger. Expect God's marvelous to show up in your life. Anticipate God's miracles. Expect God's blessings. And bask in the favor of God that is poured out on all of us who love God and put Him first in our lives. No matter how daunting, bleak, depressing or trying your circumstances are, I want to encourage you to look for God's marvelous to show up in your life. Look for the hidden hand of God to fix something for you, change something for you, or open something for you. God will open doors for you that no one can shut. God will give you wealth without sorrow. God will give you gifts without demands or requirements. God can and God will give you beauty for the ashes that life has heaped on you. You may be limited, but God is not limited. There is no limit to the many ways that God can move and orchestrate in your life. Just because things for you may not be exactly the way you might want them to be, it is no reason to give up hope. For all is not as it seems. God still has not done all that He can do in your circumstances to fix them yet. Listen, I know that life can be hard sometimes, but in everything that is hard, God always gives us something that is easy. I know that circumstances can sometimes be much more than you think you might be able to handle, but God is faithful. He always gives you something much more than what you thought you deserved. Dark moments and trying circumstances don't last always. In God's perfect timing, you will see God turn your situations around if you pray, keep your good faith, hold on and wait for God's perfect timing. Therefore, I encourage you to pray again. Place your hope, your trust, and your faith in God. God will make a way somehow. God will help you, bless you, keep you and guide you to what He has for you. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy will eventually come for you because you love Jesus. In closing, I wanted to share this prayer that I put together just for you. Listen into the prayer as I pray for you and expect God to respond. After I say the prayer, expect God to show up to begin to guide you to what He has just for you. Heavenly Father, thank You for being a good, good Father. I don't know all the challenges that my friends and followers are facing right now, but I know You will be with them. And I know You are their hope and You are their strength. Because You are their hope and their strength, God, I ask You to help them. God, I ask You to guide them so that they will want to develop a closer relationship with You, so that they can become all that You created them to become. Teach them how to obtain Your wisdom as they seek Your perspective. Show them what they need to do to get their lives fixed. Heavenly Father, if they are hurting or lonely, I ask that You will comfort them. I pray for those who are ill that You will heal them. I pray for those who are concerned about what may happen. I pray that You will grant them peace as they trust You. Thank You for being their safe haven and solid refuge because of the work of Christ and the Holy Spirit working in them. In Jesus' precious name, I ask and pray. Amen. If this audio blessed you, consider giving us your best donation. Go to wendyevans.org and click on the Donate Now button. Your donation of $20, $40, $60 or more will help us be able to continue to help you, and it will help us reach others who need the life-giving, power-altering Word of God. And finally, email or message us and let us know how God is showing up or working in your life. Due to the many messages that we get daily, we cannot respond to all messages, but we do want to know how you are doing and how God is working in your life.